So the first batch of questions, not surprisingly, is about the night of and TCI. And I'm going to just read you different parts of different questions, and whoever seems appropriate should answer. Sure. We got word yesterday that he had a death in the family and that he could not join us, but that was up until then.
No one else from TCI?
No, we had reached out and invited them to have another representative, and nobody was sent. So we have, you know, we have an incredible panel of people here tonight who can answer a lot of the questions, and that's what we're going to do. So here are the questions. How did the fire start, and why is there not a fire extinguishing system in such a toxic building, or in a building with such toxic chemicals being stored there? I will add that when speaking to one of the volunteer firefighters, there was no awareness from in beforehand of actually what chemicals were there in the site. Is there an inventory somewhere? Does our the town or other people have an inventory? And then if records were destroyed, is there a list of these chemicals offsite so that people actually know what did go up in flames and what was there beforehand?
I can speak about the inventory issues. They are a member of the Local Emergency Planning Commission, which Tom Lamphere is the chairman. Part of that commission is they are required to submit a report annually on every chemical that they have in their plant. The problem with this law is there's no teeth in the law. If they don't report, there's nothing I can do. I can knock on their door and ask them. And it's not a local law. It's not something Columbia County can enact. It's not something that can be enacted by the town. It can't be enforced. The way we fix it is our legislators have to put a public law together and have it passed that gives the counties, through the LEPC or perhaps through the sheriff's office, the ability to go in and enforce it and fine them if they don't give us the reports on a timely basis. It's a right-to-know law, and it protects the responders and the residents of the community. That way we have accurate information. They can't store extra materials in there without notifying us. And it makes the responders better able to fight a fire or do a rescue if somebody goes down.
Are you saying you didn't have a report?
No, we have. There was a report, and we had it. How accurate it is, at this point, the state can answer that.
Hold on. Let me just explain to you the report. Hold
excuse
on.
Let me
answer us, please.
Excuse me. No one from TCI is even here. This is an insult to our community.
Yes, it is.
It is a total insult.
Ma'am. Excuse me. No, I think there is a point to this meeting, and we're getting a lot of... Madam, there's a lot of other people here who would like to have their questions answered, and you're infringing on them right now.
I wrote about directly asking of TCI. One was, will you voluntarily provide equipment so that first responders, if approaching a chemical fire from hell, can be protected? Will you voluntarily protect the community? I want someone from TCI here. I'm going to leave with all due respect to the wonderful and great state, private, and local officials. Without the perpetrator of this abomination being here, we are all our time is being wasted because we will not get the answers.
I understand what you're saying, but I think there are other questions that we can be addressing. Madam?
Ma'am, just one, ma'am. Your point is well taken, and there should be somebody from the company here, and they're not here, and that's one thing that's out of our control. Mike, you hear me, folks?
Yes.
Okay.